Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Incredible. He's 76. He's written a Coldplay song infinitely better than any song Coldplay could ever write because they're a terrible band. The whole album is a masterpiece. We're going to play tracks from it throughout the night. We'll speak to the Take It Away podcast chaps after 11 and get their first views on it. If you've got any views on it, we don't normally do this thing, but it's a brand new Paul McCartney album. Let's be honest, could be the last ever because I'm going to kill him. But if you want to talk about it, if you had it, 0344 499 1000. Now, we had a big... We have a caller that's been calling me for a few years since I worked at BBC WM, a guy called Manny from Wolverhampton. And we had a really dark call from him the other day. He found himself in a very, very dark place. Had been suicidal that day, but had somehow managed to kind of pull himself back from the brink. And I'm really pleased to say that Manny made it to Friday. Hey, Manny.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, man? You're all right?
Very good.
Very good, very good. Now, listen.
I am very, very good.
Very, very, very good?
Very, very good.
Okay, yeah. Now, listen. How long, I guess maybe you've been calling me for about 5 years.
Six.
All right, mate. A bit stalkerish. So you used to call me at BBC WM when I was there on a Friday and a Saturday.
Yeah.
And you live in Wolverhampton. Yep. Now, there will be some people, Manny, that don't know your story. So do you mind if we you're blind?
Yep.
And when did that happen and how did that happen?
2010.
So 8 years ago.
Happened at work.
What were you doing at work to cause it?
Well, I used to work in a place where they made cardboard, but there was a lot of people that couldn't speak English there.
Right.
I was on the track and the chap pressed, instead of closing the track.
What is the track?
It's like rollers.
Okay.
You used to walk on there to put the pallets in so the paper used to come. The big paper used to come on.
Yeah.
Instead of stopping it, he pressed start, so it started rolling. So the one guy fell back, I fell forward. As I went to fall, I thought I'd save my face, but there was oil on the floor, so the oil went into my eyes.
Ooh.
And my foot got stuck in the roller, so I had my two toes cut off, heel taken, a bit of my heel taken.
I don't think I knew this about your foot.
Yes, you did. I told you I have a pad under my foot. Then I had my ligaments and tendons taken out right from the knee all the way down.
I do remember that. Can I just say, this makes Gatford's one toe cut off look like nothing. So, how is your leg and your foot now?
That's fine.
Right.
That's fine. It still get pain, but I'm on morphine for them.
Hey, good lad. And the oil went in your eyes, both eyes?
The oil went in both my eyes. They washed them out with water, but they weren't concentrating on my eyes because they tried to save my leg. So I spent 6 months in hospital.
Yeah.
Used to go to theatre, miss one day going to theatre because they left the wound open with like a machine and they used to take all the crap out of it.
Yeah.
All the infection. At least take all the dead skin out. And then they put a machine on after that. So I stayed in hospital for just over 6 months. Then while I was in hospital, I started reading the paper, my eye started hurting. They took me down to the eye clinic.
Yeah.
That's when they realised that the oil had affected my retinas.
So this was a few months later. And were your eyes okay up until... Were your eyes okay? Could you still see?
I could still see, but I was getting headaches. And right. When I was reading the paper, like blurred vision.
Right, okay.
And then when I told the nurse about that, they took me down to the eye infirmary downstairs and they checked it all over and there's a bit of a bleed in one eye. So they done a bit of laser to try to stop that. But then the consultant came, Mr. Price, and then he told me, it's because the oil's got to your retinas, you might go permanently blind. So I had 11 operations on my left eye and 8 on my right eye.
Now listen, mate, because we
tried it with gas first. The gas wouldn't work, so I didn't do it with oil.
Right, we all take those of us that can see, we all take it for granted. Our seeing, our eyes and our ears, we take them totally for granted. And I can't even begin if a doctor said to me, we think you might go blind. I don't even know how did you feel when they said that?
Good. I can't explain. It was very, very bad, very, very bloody thoughts in your head. And then when they told me that, after about 3 weeks, it just started to go down. That's when they started operating. And they tried to, because the retinas had split, so they tried to fix it with gas first, or oil, one or the other. Yeah. That didn't work. And then they'd done it with oil after, and then they sort of set. But then they changed the lens inside my eyes and they tried to remove the scar tissue, the scarring that had come around it. Wow. But so if they try and pull the scar tissue, I could go complete. I can see like light. I can see a shadow, but I can't see a face or anything. I can see white bits or in the outside in the light, I could see dark bits. But it went down slowly. You know, it was getting like every month it was getting down. Every few weeks it was going down.
And you say it was getting down every few weeks. What, it was getting darker or blurrier or what?
Blurrier. It's like, I'll tell you what it looks like.
Yeah.
So, you remember the old neck curtains?
Yes, I do. Yes, of course.
Right. Say you got two of those up.
Yeah.
And you're looking out and there's fog outside as well.
Wow.
Like misty fog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, say I'm at home at night in the bedroom and the blinds are shut, you can see shapes, like shadows.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's all in a mind or whatever, but then you can see shadows walking across from one side of the room to the other side of the room.
So how long from the accident was it until your eyes were, and I hope you don't mind me using this word, but your eyes were pretty much useless?
Yeah.
How long did that take?
It took about 8 months.
Wow, quick, man.
Gradually went down.
And each
but they tried their best.
Yeah, And each little notch, it got worse. I'm guessing you're getting more depressed.
Yeah, yeah. It's because the left eye now is sort of going. Probably got about 5-6% light in that eye.
Because you were saying,
right,
you were saying it's been kind of this. They've been at the same kind of level for years, but just what in the last 6 months or so, it started getting even worse.
They did tell me that. They said, it could go like that, or over the years it could just drop, and maybe another 3-4 years I might not be able to see it at all.
I'm so sorry, Manny.
I'll go around. I'll catch the buses and everything. Yeah, I've got to town.
Yeah.
I tried to do a normal life. Make me on tea, I can do toast, make a sandwich. You get used to, but you have to get used to it.
When you say you make a sandwich, do you?
I try not to let my family do anything for me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, oh, you're very independent.
Because you're going to get lazy otherwise. So what I do, I put 2 pieces of bread. Grab the end of the bread, the crust, and then march my way down. And then say it's a cheese, say it's a ham sandwich.
Are you giving us the instructions on how to make a sandwich?
Yeah.
Here's a possible job opportunity.
Here we go, yes.
I'll get the ham, fold it, put a few slices, and if I want to put cheese on, I'll just chuck the cheese on, on top. But
sounds amazing, Manny.
You know,
I bet the kitchen looks all right tip afterwards.
Same with a cup of tea. I've got a bleeper. Then I've got this talking clock.
Oh yeah, I like them.
Talking clock. Yeah. Got my cane. You know.
And this is the thing. When we've spoken, we've had a laugh. Sometimes we've talked about you being blind, and quite often we haven't talked. We've talked about other stuff. Because guess what? Blind people can also talk about other stuff. But I've always liked you, Manny. I think you're a good lad. I think you've been dealt a really bad deck of cards, hand of cards. But you are very independent, and you want to do stuff, which is why hearing you when you called in earlier this week, it broke my heart, man. When you were saying how low you got, and that you were sat in a, you bought a Stanley knife, and you were sat in a park.
Park, yeah. You know, you're easy. When I left school, I worked after 6 months. I left school. I worked and worked and worked. I've never been on the dole, you know what I mean? Never. Never. And when I did actually go to sign on, you know, disability, they asked me that many bloody questions. Like, you know, I said, I've never signed on, so I do not know what to do. Mm. You know, never signed on, never. If I couldn't get a job properly, I always went to an agency, got a job as an agency worker. It could be nights, could be afternoon, anything. And I think that's stuck in your bloody brain. Like, you know, you get bored at time. I go out at 10 in the morning.
You're old school. You were brought up to work and provide for your family. It's old school. And that's great.
Yeah.
And when you said that you were, you know, you wanted to top yourself, and it boiled down to lots of things, of course, but it boiled down to the fact that you didn't have a job and you wanted to work. And I really think that that is something that we might be able to sort out in one way or another. So we went on Twitter, Manny, with your permission, and we spoke about it on the show. You did what?
I've got that thing on my phone. I've no voice over.
Just got away with that when he said he saw it. I thought, hang on, here we go.
He's been doing the long con.
I can read it all out to you.
We have had so many retweets, so many people get in touch, so many people putting us in touch with companies and organisations and people that might be able to help. And so we've spoken to a few. I'm absolutely thrilled to say, if I just click this button, we've got one of those people there. We've got Emma Cruikshank on the line. Evening, Emma.
Evening, Ian.
Emma, you are from Birmingham Vision, which is one of the many organisations that people kind of said, here, have a word with this lot, because they might be able to point you in the right direction. What is Birmingham Vision, Emma?
OK, what is it? It's a charity that works with blind and partially sighted people and their friends, families, carers and also other organisations to ensure that we have an inclusive society for blind and partially sighted people. Manny, you mentioned that when you're in hospital, you had operations. What we do in Birmingham is we have eye clinic support officers who work with people who are going through that experience of actually losing their sight. We work with them to make sure that they link in with social services, the voluntary sector and other agencies to make sure that they're getting the right support.
Now,
in addition to that, we've got social and leisure. So we've got peer support groups. So Manny, when you were talking about how low you've been feeling, we recognise the importance of people, blind and partially sighted people, being able to talk to others. We have sports, which that improves mental wellbeing. But most importantly, and why I'm here today, is to talk about the employment support that we offer.
Now, listen, how difficult. I don't know how to ask this question, so I'm just going to ask it. It might sound wrong, but I apologise for this. Obviously, there are certain things that blind and partially sighted people can't do. Like you can't be a bus driver, for example. So what kind of opportunities are there for people like Manny?
Okay. We know we have a lot of people who access our services and that we know through the work that we do who are solicitors, social workers, civil servants, call centre handlers, support workers, chief execs, directors, software engineers, managers. To give you an idea, so Birmingham Vision is a team of 8, and 4 of my team all have a visual impairment.
So there. So okay. So you got okay. So you got people working there who are in the situation. Are you visually impaired, Emma? I don't know if that's an inappropriate question.
It's not inappropriate at all. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I have worked within sight loss for the last 18 years.
Okay.
So I've been around for a little while.
Okay. Well, you passed my credentials test in that case. So what can we do? With Manny, Emma, what? How do we start? How do we start trying to find him a job? Because that's it, isn't it, Manny? That's what you said. You're not even worried about the money. You just want to feel productive.
Get out.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
That's just... Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Right, okay. If I tell you what... So I hope you don't mind, because what I've done today, obviously, before I've come on, I've spoken to colleagues from the RNIB.
Yeah.
And also from a charity that's actually based in Wolverhampton called Beacon, the Beacon Centre.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll have you. Okay. Yeah. So,
what did you make of it, Manny?
They're not very helpful, to tell you the truth.
We'll hear what Emma has to say in a second. But why? What happened? What happened when you went there?
Well, I went to have a look around first.
Yeah.
And made an appointment with them the second time. They do all the, you know, you can buy all the aids and everything.
Yeah.
So anyway, they were asking for like this, that, you know, they were talking silly prices, like £1,600 for an app in your phone and stuff like that. Then they had a gym and, you know, swimming and everything. So I booked an appointment where they come and pick you up.
Yeah.
They never turned up the first time.
Right.
So we rang them up the second time. This is, the driver must have missed you out.
Uh-oh.
Then they gave me another day for the Wednesday. Yeah. Nobody turned up again.
Maybe take
then
a hint.
Then we find them up again. Then we find them up the third time.
How long ago was that, Manny?
This was 3 years ago.
Okay, so a lot. The thing is, right, because I've been to a lot of places that help people. With my mum, when I took my mum with her MS, I used to take her to a lot of places that helped. And a lot has changed in last 3, 4, 5 years. So let's see what Emma's got to say about it.
Yeah.
Go on, Emma.
No problem.
Okay, right. So if I tell you what we can offer.
Yeah.
So we've got three strands currently to our employment support.
Yes.
So we do one-to-one support, and that looks at assisting people with their CVs and job applications.
Yep.
Also sitting down, so we'd sit down with Manny, look at Manny's individual skills and if any retraining that he might need to get him into employment, and also what type of employment does he want to go into.
Okay.
So that's really important.
Yeah.
So that's one of our kind of one-to-one offers that we do. In addition to that, we have a monthly job club that meets. Now, it is in Birmingham, Manny, but we meet monthly. And what that is, that's a peer support group. So that is other blind and partially sighted people that are in the same position as you, who are desperate to get into work, and that can sit and can share tips and advice on what they've done. And what we do, we bring in guest speakers as well, who can work with yourself and with others to support you to get into work. Now, the third thing that we do, now, this is it's a five-week intensive course that we run at Birmingham Vision. And what this does, it goes through the application process, your CVs, your covering letters. We also do interview techniques, because that's quite important. And mock interviews. So we bring in external agencies, so people who don't work normally with blind and partially sighted people, who will come in and will do interviews from other businesses, and then you'll get feedback on how that's actually gone. Okay? And what the final strand to that five-week course is also talking about, well, once you've got a job, how do you keep the job? Because that's really important.
Yeah.
It's important to get into work.
I might need to come for this stage. I think I need to come and have this bit.
Ian, you'd be more than welcome.
So.
We'd love to have you. So we look at, you know, you've got the job, how do you keep it? So we talk about things like access to work, which I don't know whether you've explored that at all, Manny.
No, I haven't tried that.
Okay.
I did go into the job centre and ask them, but they said to me, well, you can't see this, so there's no work for you.
Right, okay.
Well, they can.
How helpful.
Straight to the point.
That's all they said. You can't see, so there's no work for you.
As I said earlier on, there are so many jobs that blind and partially sighted people can and do. I think we need to forget that one.
Yeah, Emma, I've got two questions. Right, first question is, what's your hit rate? What's your success rate? What percentage of people that come to you end up getting jobs?
Right. I've only been in post for 7 months, and this is a new service that we've been offering. So in the last 6 months, we've had 5 people get into work.
Right.
Which you think that might not sound a lot, but 5 people is quite a lot, really. We've had 3 people that have gone into higher education and 5 people that have gone into volunteering.
Okay.
Because what we look at volunteering as a step into work. Because some people, you know, if their confidence has been knocked, they've lost their sight, they're feeling quite low about everything. So sometimes it's not always viable to go straight into employment.
Yep.
So what we look at is internships and volunteering as that first step.
Okay. Out of how many? Because if that's like out of 25 people, that's great. If that's out of, I don't know, 1,000 people that have passed through your doors, that's not so great.
It's not out of 1,000. So what we do, each month we support 16 people.
Okay,
so,
all right.
So we've got 16 people on average a month.
Okay.
And over that time, we've got one person each month into employment.
Brilliant, all right.
Three into higher education and 5 into volunteering.
Hey, that's pretty good. Those are good stats.
And thank you very much. And it's not me. It's actually my employment coordinator who, she has a visual impairment. She's been through this same experience herself. She's been unemployed, and she actually got a job through volunteering.
Wow.
She got her confidence back up. So she knows what it's like. She's been there.
Second question.
She's lived it firsthand.
Second question. How much?
Free.
How much does it cost?
It's free.
There you go.
We don't charge.
You can't say
we don't charge.
You can't say fairer than that. Manny, right. Now, listen, Manny. Yes. Emma is the first person that we're speaking to on the air. This isn't the end of it, right?
No, because I've had contact with the RNIB.
Yeah.
There's been a recruitment agency that's got... I'm going to give you all the details so you can choose.
We've got loads of people, and we're going to get... Okay. We'll get as many on as we can, right? But Manny, okay. Having listened to what Emma has said...
Is
Birmingham Vision something that you'd like to get involved with as a starter?
I will, because when they tweeted you, so my daughter took the number down and I'll give them a ring on Monday.
Yeah.
Because I had a couple of appointments today, so I was going to give them a ring on Monday and then mention that you would sort of help me out.
So you'd be interested if we can find a space and a time, you'd be interested in possibly working with them and just having a little brush up. This is the thing, man. It's so hard for anybody to get a job these days. And having a little brush up and skills, getting a decent CV, focusing. I know you said you want to do anything, but focusing on what you can do and what you'd enjoy doing and having someone to talk you through that would be...
I wouldn't mind anything, Ian. Anything. Honest to God, I wouldn't mind cleaning toilets, washing up, you know, anything, wiping somebody's backside.
All right, Manny, steady on, mate. Don't bring your hobbies into this now.
can I just say,
from
what you were saying about your sandwich making, it sounds like you could set up your own business doing that, Manny.
I had a social worker come to see me, and she asked me sort of things, and she said, "What do you do?" I said, "I can do this, I can do that." And then I made a cup of tea and a sound. I know it's easy, but it's hard for us.
Yeah, of course it is.
When I done that, she goes, "Oh, would you like to help other people learn, other people, blind people that can't make a cup of tea or can't?" I said, "Yeah, I would love to." And I gave her my number, but she never got in touch with me again. Maybe nobody wanted.
I tell you, was this a social worker?
Yeah, it was a social
Manny,
worker.
The number of social workers, this is it. They all move around. They move around so much.
On,
every time I was dealing with something with my mum, you'd just go, "Can I speak to Lisa, please?" Well, no, Lisa doesn't work here. They've gone.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, Emma, what do we do? How do we get Manny to... when do your courses start? Have you got a space? How do we get Manny on there?
Okay, well, what I was going to suggest, and Manny's already beat me to it, was that we actually had a call off air on Monday.
Brilliant.
To go through things in more detail. Also, because there's a lot of other services that are available, not just with us. Like I did say, Beacon, the RNIB.
Yeah.
It would be useful for us to actually talk more in depth off the radio on Monday, if you're happy to do so. We can go through things in much more detail. Because it's about making sure that Birmingham Vision has this range of services, but it's about making sure that you access services that are right for you.
Emma, you're brilliant, and it sounds like you're doing a brilliant job, and we really appreciate you coming on and chatting with us tonight. And I look forward, Manny, maybe you can give us a call Monday or Tuesday next week and just let us know how it goes, you know. And
I will give them a ring on Monday afternoon.
Well, can we, Manny? Manny, is it okay if we phone you if Kath can possibly give you?
No,
she can give you my number or pass over your number to me, and then I can give you a call on Monday.
We will give you. We'll before we cut you off, Emma. We'll give you Manny's number, and you can take him off our hands.
That'll be great.
Emma, if other people are listening and thinking, "Oh, this could be good for me," or "This could be good for my daughter," or whatever, how do they find out more about Birmingham Vision?
Okay, well, you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 0121 632 6180. Alternatively, you can go onto our website, which is birminghamvision.co.uk.
Yep.
And we've got Twitter and we've got Facebook as well. But obviously, phone number 0121 632 6180.
And birminghamvision.co.uk. Emma, you're a legend. We really appreciate your time. And I'll keep my fingers crossed. Emma, you
can
stay there.
I was just going to say, you would not believe how much I appreciate Talk Radio raising the awareness of blind and partially sighted people and unemployment, because it's a huge issue for so many people.
Oh, well,
thank you very much.
Manny's one of ours, and we look after our own.
Thank you.
Emma, you stay on the line. You're going to speak to Kath now, and she's going to give you Manny's number. Right, Manny, it's just you and me talking now. How do you,
you know something, Ian?
Go on.
You know, people out there who are depressed or suicidal or on drugs.
Drugs.
They should phone you because
what?
You do.
What?
They should phone you because.
Come on, man.
You phone, and honestly, like you say, social workers are always moving about, right?
Yeah.
You actually do treat people like a person. You don't cut them off. You listen, unless I'm being rude, but you do listen. And you do both you and Cass do try and help anybody and everybody. Like a few corners last night. You
Manny,
know what I mean?
you're a good man, and you've
I
been
really,
dealt a really,
really
bad.
Really appreciate what you're doing.
You're
really
one, dude. We ain't done anything yet. This doesn't stop until you phone up and say, guess what? I got a job, and it starts on Monday. This doesn't stop till then. Now listen, yeah. Emma's gone, so you can speak freely. How do you feel about what she just said then? Are you all right with that?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Because I know some people, my mum included, and I bet you're probably the same. Some people, when the word charity is mentioned, they're like, well, I'm not a charity case. Mm. And I just wanted to make sure you were okay with that.
I'm okay with that. Because they're helping people, aren't they? They're helping people. You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah. All right, man. Listen, have a good weekend.
I really appreciate what you and Kath have done. Really appreciate it.
Bless
and any listener who's going through anything, ring Ian and Kath. They will definitely help you.
Well, we
definitely don't
like everyone as much as we like you, Manny.
have a good weekend, Manny. And maybe
you,
we'll speak Monday or Tuesday and you let us know how it goes, yeah?
Yep.
All right, mate.
I will.
Cheers.
Have a nice weekend.
Stick up your bum. What a nice bloke. What a nice lady. Birmingham Vision, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was it. Emma from Birmingham Vision. And I did. How much? I did think she'd say, well, our courses start at. But no, it's free.
She said free and you didn't hear it.
No, I missed the free.
Incredible. But I'm feeling really hopeful.
I'm feeling really positive. But the thing is, right, this is our first step. This is step A. We've got loads of other tricks up our sleeve. Thank you to you, dear listener, because we tweeted it and loads of you got in touch. This is our first thing. If this doesn't work, we've got plenty. We're going to get there. This is going to happen. Thank you for your help, dear listener. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Manny. Thank you, Kath, because I know you put a lot of work into this. I've done nothing. I just get the glory.
Does anyone else fancy a cheese and ham sandwich?
Not if he's happy to wipe someone's bum up. No.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.